be it resolved that this conference in session shall elect a committee of bilingual bicultural teachers from across the state to decide on an agenda and to choose the guests to be invited for the next year's conference or in the alternative. Okay, Elaine, so moved. Is there a second? Seconded by Errol. Any discussion or are you ready for the question? Question's been called for. All in favor, raise your hands, please. Okay, all opposed, raise your hand, same sign. The motion passed. Number two, be it resolved that the Bilingual Education Advisory Council, provided is composed of at least 50% natives directly involved in the delivery of bilingual education, shall be charged with the planning and organizing of next year's conference.
My question, or point of order,
yes, Dick.
By passing number one, that eliminate number two?
Right.
No,
we didn't. Number two is an alternative to number one.
Let me check with the parliament here. Okay, the way the motion read was, or in the alternative. This is the alternative now, so we still need a motion. Dick? Okay, is there a second? Seconded by the gentleman back there. Pardon there, Michael, Alexa. Any discussion? Dick?
I'd like to have us defeat this motion, because I think that it is talking right counter to the first one. This is essentially what we did this year, and if you didn't like it, and a lot of us did like it, then let's try another alternative. So I say defeat the motion too.
Any more discussion? Any other comments?
Question?
Okay, question's been called for. All in favor, signify by raising your hand. All opposed. Okay. The motion has been defeated. Number three.
Yes.
So it's I'll strike out completely. So this should number three be number two? Go on. Okay, this is number three. Workshops in areas requested by bilingual teachers, and be it further resolved that the... Where does this end? Where does number three end? Workshops in areas requested by bilingual teachers. Bilingual bicultural teachers. Workshops in areas requested by bilingual bicultural teachers. Yes, Pete?
Number three should read, be it further resolved that the conference will concentrate on practical workshops in areas requested by bilingual teachers. Is that right?
Right.
Yes, that's right. Uh-huh.
Bilingual, bicultural,
yeah, right. Okay. Are you moving, Pete? Did you move that? Did you move to that effect? Okay, thank you. Second? Seconded by Father Alexa. Discussion?
Question.
Question's been called for. All those in favor of the motion, may we have your hands? Okay, opposed? Thank you, passed. Be it further resolved that the critical issues in dissenting opinions discussed in workshop should be publicized throughout the conference and in the local media. And be it, no, I'm sorry. It ends in, and in the local media. Can we have a motion? A motion is in order on that. Okay, who moved? Martha, thank you. Seconded down here. Carol, discussion.
Question.
Question's been called for. All in favor of the question, raise your hands. Okay, all opposed? Okay, thank you, it passed. Now then the fifth one. Be it further resolved that the events of next... Oh, I'm sorry, Larry. Okay. Lear, Jeff Lear.
I have a question. Does anyone know, on part one there, does anyone know who's going to pay this committee a final vote by the state to decide on an agenda and choose the guests? Does anyone have a...
Speak up. Did someone answer your question, Jeff? Okay. Could someone address that question, answer that question? I didn't hear it up here. Does someone know in what?
Who is going to pay this this committee for next year's meeting? How are they going to get the money? Who's going to fund them? That's what I don't understand.
Okay. Yes, Darrell? Thank you, Carol. Pam?
I think that there was an issue raised before about whether this should be the last year's motion or resolution to the Department of Education sponsor the workshop and the conference. And I don't think that we ever did. I think that the department sponsoring the workshop, the conference, and they'll sponsor the conference.
Do you want to, Jeff? Is Jeff there? Oh, Jeff, do you want to add an amendment to that? Would that satisfy you? Or?
I just wanted to know.
Okay. Okay. You feel comfortable with that now? Thank you. Okay, where are we, Jeff? Number five? Be it further resolved that the events of next year's workshop be recorded and preserved by whatever means are most appropriate, including videotape. A motion is in order for number five.
So moved.
I heard, who moved, please? Okay, seconded.
Question.
Yes, Dick?
Chairman, I'd like the mover, the one who brought this about, to explain why they want it. It's going to be expensive to videotape a whole conference, and I'd like to know the purpose before we vote if possible.
Okay. Do you want to speak?
This information you want to receive from one of the participants, just these, what we did was we compiled all the ideas. Publicizing was expressed by four or five participants here. And videotape one, I have a question about that myself.
Yeah, is in the person here who brought, who wrote the recommendation or no, could they please give an answer? Anyway, the motion's on the floor. It has been seconded. Yes, Father?
I'd like to speak in favor of it.
if we pass the motion saying that we're going to have practical workshops in which teachers are going to be sharing ideas and techniques and methods, it will be highly beneficial to have it videotaped because it's impossible for everybody to be at every workshop at the same time, and they're going to be meeting simultaneously. So it would be possible for teachers, once they've gone home, to get a videotape of the workshops that they missed and gain from the techniques and the methods that they didn't see when they were even in the same building, but they were occurring in the next room or down the hall or downstairs or some other place. So I think it would be highly worthwhile to have, if we're going to have this kind of conference next year, the kind that we've already voted in favor of with practical workshops, it would be highly beneficial to everyone to have it on tape so we can benefit from what we missed while we were at the conference itself.
Okay, thank you, Father. We're still discussing. Any more discussion, Nero? Okay, any more on that? Yes? Thank you, Ron. Do you want to?
I think the spirit of the resolution is what we should be looking at. It says be preserved by whatever means are most appropriate, including video. So I think the video that we use for the video came for it.
Okay. Would that be okay to change the wording from including videotape to possibly videotape? Is that okay? It sounds okay. Covered by whatever means there, whatever means. Okay, we're going to, if we're finished discussing, we'll vote. The motion is in order to vote on the question with the Pentecostal around here. Be it resolved, further resolved, that the events of next year's workshop be recorded and preserved by whatever means are most appropriate, including video. Possibly videotape, I'm sorry. That's the motion. Question's been called for. All in favor signify by raising your hand. Okay, opposed? May I have the person that moved on the motion? Who was it that moved? Okay, Daryl moved. Who seconded? She needs it for recording purposes. Okay, Elaine did. Thank you, Elaine. Number six. Be it further resolved that Anita Pfeiffer and Spanish groups be invited to return next year to discuss a practical approach to developing strong bilingual programs in the state. That's resolution, that's number six. Do I hear a motion on that?
Motion.
Okay, a motion is made. Jan Sotirvan, is there a second? Okay, seconded by Wallace Johnson. Okay, discussion on that particular item. Ron?
I'd like to know why they specifically decided to apply for it. Would be that if she's not available, they could substitute someone who would have a strong kind of program. I would think that maybe there might be something in this state that would be a model program that would be equal to be shown.
Yes. This gentleman, doctor.
Okay. The reason I wanted a Spanish group to come here, I wanted these natives to see their materials. And we have our materials are as good as these Spanish people. And in the bilingual programs, we need better materials. And that's what I was talking about.
Thank you.
Nick,
go ahead.
We're starting to hit on the ones that I talked about before, and now we're specifying what we want that committee that we're going to elect to do. And I think this one would be clearer if we just put in, after bid further results, that we recommend.
Okay. That we recommend, rather than making it a direct recommendation. Bid result, that we recommend. Is that okay? Okay, we're still discussing it. Are you ready for the question? Okay. Also, it's been recommended that it's Anita Pfeiffer or her agent. Okay, or her agent. Is that what you meant? Are you ready for the question? Okay. The question's been called for. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand, please. The motion. Okay, at this stage of the game, the motion reads, be it further resolved that we recommend, that we recommend Anita Pfeiffer or her agent and Spanish groups be invited to return next year to discuss a practical approach to developing strong bilingual programs in the state. That's how it reads. Okay, the questions, you voted on the question. It was called for and you voted. Okay, can we have a raise of the hands, please, in favor of that motion? Okay, thank you. Opposed? Pass. We're down to number 7. Be it further resolved that all materials presented for a response from the conference be presented well in advance to allow time for participants to understand and respond. Yes, sir. You move to adopt, okay? Motion's been made, second. May we have your name, sir? Okay. Rod Poole and Dick Mueller seconded. Discussion or a question? Or any questions been called for? Raise your hands in favor of the motion. Yes, please.
I thought I might mention one of the reasons this one was brought up, I think, is because the guidelines, for instance, that were reviewed here by the conference were distributed at the time of the conference. This is the task force's guidelines. And many people expressed the opinion that they would have liked to have had much more time to prepare for the discussions. I know many of the sessions that were devoted to working on the guidelines took them only through page 4 or something like that of an 11-page production. And many people felt that having had these guidelines in their hands a few days before the conference would have allowed them to prepare a little bit better for those meetings.
Thank you, Irene. Okay. Are we down to 7 now? Oh. Yeah. Question's been called for. All in favor of the motion, raise your hands. Great. Opposed? Thank you. Passed. Number eight. What? Unanimously. Number eight, be it finally resolved that the Bilingual Bicultural Conference in 1977 shall reflect values, concerns, and commitments of the bilingual program staff in Alaska schools. Can we have some input from somebody that wrote the resolution, or, I mean, not the resolution, but that wrote Pam? You heard Pam Herman. That's clever. What is your wish?
I move for adoption.
Okay, thank you. Did you move, Vera? Okay. Second? You're kidding. Somebody seconded it, Matthew. Okay, Eliza seconded it. Ready for the question? Pete?
Discussion. I suggest we take the word staff out and make it read, reflect values, concerns, commitments of the bilingual programs in Alaskan schools.
Okay, by just removing the word staff, right?
Yes.
Programs. Okay. All right. Dick?
Oh, yeah.
Bilingual bicultural programs.
Hyphenated bilingual bicultural.
Okay. Hyphenated bilingual bicultural programs. Dick, were you trying to say something?
Yeah. I'm not sure that this one says anything like you said. It's just one of those extra things. But it does imply that the people we elect and the bilingual teachers won't do this. So we have to tell them what to do.
Right.
But I suggest that we cross this one out. Vote against it.
Thanks. Thank you, Father.
I agree with Dick on this. It's pretty hard to pass a resolution telling next year's conference what they should reflect. How do you go about reflecting an attitude? Are we all going to come wearing a certain costume in order to reflect this? Or are we all going to come speaking a certain language or eat a certain food in the restaurant? It's not the kind of a resolution. It's not a kind of recommendation that you can vote on and carry out for sure next year in 1977 when we all come to Anchorage. In fact, it doesn't contain anything that we can actually be sure we carried out or that can be resolved and initiated in any way.
Elaine? Okay, the question's been called for to remove the number eight.
The motion is
Pardon? Okay, we're voting on the motion, right? Okay, can we have a show of hands in favor of the motion? Opposed? Okay. It was struck that it was opposed, yeah. Thank you for bearing with us. We numbered those and went through the whereases. The next one, resolution is concerning guidelines. Whereas the guidelines for bilingual bicultural programs entail a considerable amount of planning, forethought, writing, and input by local groups and individuals, and...
Point of order, Madam Chairwoman. Yes, before our population drops any further, I suggest that we, instead of going into the guidelines, now pass on to the next resolution, the legislation and funding resolution, because this seems to be a much more crucial issue, and our voting membership seems to be dropping considerably as we discuss each passing one. since this one I'm sure is the, probably the most crucial resolution of all, could we pass on to the resolution on legislation and funding before it gets too late?
Okay, is that okay with the group?
I so move.
You so move, okay. Is there a second? Seconded by Mike. Question? I mean, in favor? Or discussion? Pardon?
In favor of what?
I mean, are you calling for the question? Okay, can we all in favor raise your hands? Opposed? Okay. Resolution on legislation and funding. Whereas bilingual bicultural education is recognized as a right for all students to have an equal and meaningful education under the laws of the United States and Alaska, and whereas our educational opportunities will not be equal until all of our culture and languages are considered on an equal basis, and whereas we believe that bilingual bicultural education occurs only when languages and cultures are integrated completely into the core curriculum, therefore be it resolved that we now assert our right by directing the state legislature to appropriate an amount which will be adequate for providing such an education to our children, and be it further resolved that such funding be provided through a foundation system rather than a competitive grant and grant award program, and be it further resolved that the legislature make special appropriations for regional bilingual bicultural resource centers and a central dissemination center for bilingual bicultural education, and be it further resolved that the state funds be appropriated to support bilingual teacher training institutes. That is the resolution. Okay, Jan Cardwell moved for the adoption. Second? Seconded by Daryl. Now discussion. Can we have some discussion? Yes, Pam? The slash, change the slashes to hyphens. Yes, I think that's important. Then sufficient state funds, Willis. Cert sufficient. Thank you, Larry. Okay. What is your feeling? Any input from the floor? Are you in favor of Elaine's recommendation? Definitely. Okay. Was that in the form of an amendment? Elaine? Was that in the form of an amendment? No, it wasn't. Yes, Dick?
Madam Chairman, in order to speed that up, it's the mover and the seconder will incorporate that being a motion and then it's taken care of.
Okay. You mean her amendment?
If the original mover and seconder will incorporate that into their original motion.
Okay, good. Is that okay? Yeah. Bilingual. And okay. Is that okay, Daryl? Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion on that resolution? Okay, questions been called for. All in favor of the resolution on legislation and funding, raise your hands.